A career in first aid training, combined with a similar incident a year prior, prepared Kelowna resident Craig McMillan for saving his friend's life on a moment's notice. For his life-saving efforts, McMillan was presented with a commendation letter and challenge coin from BC Emergency Health Services on Thursday, September 11, nearly 2 years to the day since the incident. On September 24, 2023, McMillan had just finished refereeing a pickleball tournament and was going to hand in a score sheet when he noticed his friend Colin McCarty had collapsed on the court beside him. McMillan ran over to the scene and found that McCarty had gone into cardiac arrest. In all honesty, it was extremely lucky being at the right place at the right time, McMillan said when speaking to the media on Thursday. Colin went down, and it was just instinct that took over. Fortunately, where the incident occurred, there was an automated external defibrillator, AED, within 100 feet of them. McMillan described the incident, saying he used the AED to shock McCarty. The device stated that one more cycle had to be done. After a second shock, McCarty started to come around. "I'm definitely very grateful to have a second chance," said McCarty, who added he didn't have any symptoms of cardiac arrest prior to the incident. "It just came on suddenly, and I knew that I was going to pass out, so I got down on my hands and knees, and Craig saw that I was down and thought maybe I'd just fallen or something, and he came over and saw that there was no pulse. He went into autopilot mode and started doing CPR." McMillan said in the moment, it felt like time stood still, and it wasn't until the ambulance left with McCarty that his adrenaline came down and he realized that he had saved his friend's life. "It was just like a flood. And then I kind of started to shake a little bit, just realizing then actually what happened," said McMillan, who added that all the other pickleball games going on had stopped, and all the other players applauded him for his life-saving effort. When McCarty came back, he said he felt like he knew where he was while still obviously disoriented. He added that 10 to 15 minutes after he fell to the ground, he was on a stretcher in the back of the ambulance, where one of the paramedics told him less than 11% of people survive an episode like the one McCarty went through. Most of the paramedics who attended the scene nearly 2 years ago were on hand for Thursday's presentation. McCarty also joked that the first thing he said to his wife when he woke up was that he asked if they had won the tournament or not. Now, McCarty said he takes his health very seriously, and his heart health is actually better than it was before. He has a pacemaker, a defibrillator, and a heart synchronizer, which corrects his irregular heart rhythm and makes the heart pump more efficiently. The decision for these instruments came after discussions with the doctor, and because this cardiac arrest episode came without warning. "Every day is a gift, and I don't take a single day for granted," said McCarty, who added that this was his second heart attack. He had one back in 2013, which he said was a more typical heart attack, as he had difficulty breathing and was dizzy, similar to something his mother had gone through in the past. As for McMillan, who's a retired RCMP officer and first aid instructor, he said he was lucky to be at the right place at the right time. A year previous, McMillan had actually been through the exact same scenario, where he saved a different friend's life, where he also had to issue CPR and an AED. "It was like the same thing happened again, so it was almost like just instinct took over," said McMillan. "They say bravery, I really don't, I think that's an over-exaggeration. I say I'm lucky and fortunate to have had that training before in the past, and just happy that I could bring my friend back." McMillan completed his first aid training at 16 years old when he was a lifeguard. As he grew up and became a police officer, he moved into the role of being the RCMP's first aid instructor. "I tried to emphasize that although it's nice to be able to do it for someone on the street, I was really teaching it for friends and family, whether it's a choking protocol, whether it is applying first aid, you just never know," said McMillan. McMillan added that while Thursday's recognition was nice, it was something he didn't expect, and he's happy to be able to play pickleball with McCarty again. He also said the two have become closer friends since the incident. "Pickleball has a different focus for me now," said McCarty, who added he has a new outlook on life. "I enjoy playing the sport, I like playing with good people, good friends, and the drive to play tournament pickleball is just not the same as it was before." McMillan added he hopes this story gets more people to get out and learn first aid by signing up and attending a class or learning from YouTube videos. Street. John's Ambulance puts on courses that anyone interested can sign up to take.